We've all been there, feeling hangry when you're irritable and moody because we haven't eaten in too long. Or the afternoon crash. 3 p.m. rolls around and we can't keep our eyes open or keep our heads from nodding in the afternoon meeting. Or the evening crash when you get home and all you can manage to do after work is drift off on the sofa rather than something maybe that you want to get done. Now, I have to admit here to a tendency to drift off while watching movies, because anybody who knows me will call me out on that. But I will say that it's entirely related to my engagement or lack of engagement in the plot, not my energy levels. And I definitely get hangry if I get stuck somewhere without snack or meal options. So, what I wanted to share with you today is how to offset these things so that you can avoid getting hangry as much as possible and have more energy throughout the day. Because I find sometimes people are told that these issues are because of being vegan and that they mean you should go back to eating meat, which isn't true. So let's talk about why they happen and how to be more balanced while staying vegan. So for hangry, it's because we have low blood sugar. And that could be due to not eating often enough. So if you leave 5 hours between a meal, you'll probably run out of steam somewhere in between. Maybe you have a very high metabolism, so you digest faster than other people. Or it could be because there's not enough protein, fiber, or fats in a meal. Those things cause your meal to digest slower, so it gives you more lasting fuel. New vegans might not eat enough in a meal because the food is naturally more fibrous and naturally less calorie dense. So you might have to eat a little bit more than you're used to if you're just starting out as a vegan. Or they might not eat often enough because plant foods are naturally lower in fats and they might not be eating many beans yet. So when you're first going vegan, you have to make sure you get some of those fats and protein from beans. Otherwise, the food is going to digest quicker than what you're used to. And then, when it digests quicker than what you're used to, some people might give up on being vegan if they think they need more protein or whatever. There are all these typing diets, like the blood type diet and whatnot, that often tell people that if they get hangry, it's because they need to eat meat. Which is not true. You just need to learn and plan how to balance the foods your body needs. So you can get fats and proteins more than enough from the plant foods. And maybe you just need to eat more, bigger meals, or eat more often. So the solution here is to eat meals that include complex carbohydrates, so whole grains, beans, starchy vegetables, because it's digested slower than simple carbs from fruit and sugars. And they also, complex carbs come along with fiber, which also helps slow digestion. You want to get some proteins, so beans, legumes, nuts, seeds, and healthy fats, also nuts and seeds, but avocado as well. So make sure your meals include at least two of those things, and then have a healthy snack that includes protein and/or fat to tide you over between meals if there's a long time between. You don't need to eat snacks if you don't get hungry between meals, but if you do, definitely make sure you plan for snacks. Then the afternoon crash, that's basically sugar causing overproduction of insulin and then gives you a blood sugar drop, which results in an energy crash. Essentially, our insulin level ramps up to try to offset that sugar that we've just eaten, and it doesn't slow down quick enough to then not prevent the blood sugar drop. Essentially, you get too much insulin when you eat too much sugar. So the solution is to eat a balanced lunch of complex carbs and protein. So beans, quinoa, chickpeas, and lentils, all great choices, and skip the sugary treats like candy bars in favor of fruit in the afternoon. Another culprit might be eating too much or too heavy a meal for lunch. Sometimes if I leave lunch too late, I will be so hungry that I have to eat. Well, I don't have to, but in my mind, I feel like I'm so ravenous. I just keep eating until I've actually eaten too much. And then sometimes I will get tired in the afternoon. So the solution to that is to make sure you eat a reasonable lunch meal. And then if you're still hungry, have that afternoon snack to boost your energy, like fruit and nuts or veggies or rice cakes with bean dip. So we're always pairing fruit, which is digested quickly, with nuts, which is digested slowly. Vegetables are digested quickly with bean dip, which would be digested more slowly. And then for those who get exhausted in the evening, it's often due to just a general low level of nutrients, particularly B vitamins, magnesium, and calories, complex carbohydrates. Complex carbohydrates are where the bulk of our energy comes from. So if you aren't eating enough whole foods and fresh produce, you might not be getting enough of the nutrients your body needs to fuel and support all your systems, which is basically your fuel for the day, right? So if you're not getting enough fuel, you're at some point going to run out of steam. And even if you've been balanced all day, if you run out of steam in the evening, you know, you are gonna feel exhausted. So the solution is to eat lots of fresh produce and healthy whole foods through your day. Make sure you get enough B vitamins from whole grains, beans, legumes, and bananas. Vegans will need to supplement with B12, as we've discussed before, and that's best taken in the morning, and then it should help your energy last through the day. You also want to make sure you're getting magnesium, which you can get from the whole grains, dark green veggies, and nuts, especially cashews, almonds, and hazelnuts. Magnesium helps with the conversion of carbohydrates into energy, as do B vitamins. That's why those two nutrients are important. And then you might have just general fatigue, again, from overall lack of nutrients, maybe too many calories, but from foods that don't have as many nutrients as you need. Maybe a gland imbalance, maybe liver overload, maybe carrying excess weight, which just makes you tired. And maybe eating too many foods that don't support your body. It's fine to have things here and there that are just about eating food for fun, but if it makes up too much of our overall intake, then your body isn't getting supported and it'll just be tired. The solution here, overall, eat lots of fresh produce, healthy whole foods, and if you are on the calorie dense side, then aim to get a little bit less of the calorie dense foods, a little bit more of the nutrient dense foods. We can also nourish glands specifically and cleanse your liver. There's some targeted things you can do to cleanse your liver, which would be a topic for another day. And avoid too many junk foods and try to avoid overeating as much as possible. Now, I think it's also important to say here that when I talk about boosting your energy, my view of that is creating lasting, sustained energy for your day. So it's not that you're hyper all the time, you just have the physical and mental energy to do everything you want to do during the day, to be able to concentrate, to be able to go for a walk with your friends after work, or whatever it is that you want to do. So I hope some tips in here were helpful for you. Your recipe today is going to be a soba noodle bowl, which is one of my personal favorites. Soba noodles are made of buckwheat, and some of them will be entirely buckwheat, in which case they would be gluten-free, but you'd have to look at the ingredients to make sure it's 100% buckwheat flour, because they often mix buckwheat and wheat or spelt or something else to make the soba noodles, in which case wheat and spelt would not be gluten-free. Anyway, soba noodles, delicious in this bowl. We're going to pair them with some lightly sautéed vegetables and the salty, savory simplicity of tamari and toasted sesame oil. It's one of my go-to seasoning combos. Super simple. You just sauté the veggies and season them and you're good to go. You don't have to make a sauce, although there is an idea on the recipe if you want to make it a little bit more. And we're going to include some protein from the edamames, or you can sauté some tofu or tempeh if you prefer, and some healthy fat from the avocado. So the two of those, along with the whole grain soba noodles, should keep you happy, nourished, and sustain your energy through for hours. Perfect for lunch or dinner. You may notice we've got a theme going from yesterday of topping noodles with avocado. It's just the greatest thing ever, and I can't stop doing it. Also, makes a perfect way to use the other half of an avocado from yesterday. If you're only cooking for one person, yesterday's recipe used just half an avocado. So today we're going to use the other half, or you can make the two servings listed in the recipe, and you'll have leftovers for lunch. Okay, hope you enjoy it. Stay balanced, stay happy, and we'll talk tomorrow.